I call to order the Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, December 19th, 2023, and it is 6 o'clock. The meeting will may also be viewed on Channel 20 and is available on live streaming on the city's website and on www.slow-span.org. Members of the public may provide public comment during the meeting by calling 805-321-6639, and the phone line is now open. Please rise and join me in our flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ms. Rotana, please call the roll.
Commissioner Hoffman?
Here.
Commissioner Mann?
Here.
Commissioner Swift?
Here.
Vice Chair Holden?
Here.
And Chair Halverson?
Here. We're all here. Agenda review. At this time, the Planning Commission will review the order of business to be conducted and receive requests for or make announcements regarding any changes in the order of the day. The Commission should, by motion, adopt the agenda as presented or as revised. Have we all looked at the agenda, and do we have a motion to approve or make changes?
I would move to approve the agenda.
Very good. Do we have a second?
I have a second.
All right. All in favor of approving tonight's agenda as submitted, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Very good. We have an agenda. Public communications. Please call in at 805-321-6639 if you would like to provide any public comment. During this time, the Commission will allow public communication. Any member of the public may address the Commission for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of this Commission. The Commission will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the Commission cannot act on items not on the agenda. So I will open it up to public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak in the general? Well, no, not yet. This is just general comments.
Not you.
Not to your item. I hate to tell you this, sit down, but is there anyone on the phone who would like to make a public comment at this time? Okay. I love your enthusiasm. We'll close it to public comment and move to the consent agenda. One more time, if there's any member of the public who wishes to address the Commission on the item listed under the consent agenda, please call in at 805-321-6639. So our item under the consent agenda are the meeting minutes from the last meeting. If everyone has reviewed and have no comments, I get a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Very good. All in favor of approving the consent calendar, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Moving right along. We're moving on to our public hearing items. And I said last time it was one more time, but this is the last time. As a reminder, if you'd like to call in for public comment on an item, please call in at 805-321-6639. So the item on our public hearing agenda is development application 23-38. The applicant is Red Chair 583. And our community development director, Megan Martin, has a presentation.
Thank you, Chair. So this evening, I have a development application 2338 for a new sign program and use permit. Let's see if my screen will load here. So the project site's located at the northwest corner of North 6th Street and West Grand Avenue. Is it?
It's on behind you.
It's on behind me? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, I thought it was going to come up on that television screen. Let me start over. The project site's located at the northwest corner of North 6th Street and West Grand Avenue. The site is developed with an existing structure on an approximately quarter-acre lot. The site was formerly used as an automotive service repair shop, and the proposed use is a barber shop known as Red Chair Barbershop, which is the current property owner and applicant for this proposed sign program. The property is zoned Central Business Open, CBO. The surrounding uses include retail, automotive services, the Epic Entertainment Building, as well as a bed and breakfast and lodging business. The project includes a request for a use permit and sign program to construct two new wall signs and a face replacement of an existing pole-mounted sign at the corner of the property. The project also includes a request to increase the allowable sign area on the south face of the building. So the site plan shows the approximate location of each sign on each of the different walls. It's a little small to see, I apologize, but signs A and B will be located on the south wall, sign C to the east on the east wall along 6th, and then sign D is the face replacement of the pole-mounted sign that's directly at the corner of North 6th and West Grand. Staff's reviewed the request pursuant to the City's Development Code Chapter 3 and the sign regulations. Each street frontage is allowed one wall sign equaling 1 square foot per lineal of business frontage. Additional wall signage, as is mentioned in the table, may be permitted for a business that has an additional building face that's visible from the public right-of-way. That would be pursuant to a sign program. The way the building's situated along West Grand, an additional wall sign may be permitted on that western wall. So the applicants requested to shift that allowable sign area from the western wall to the south-facing wall. This would exceed the maximum allowable sign area for that wall, for the south wall. However, the total proposed for the entire project site would not be exceeded. And that's shown here in the table before you, which total for that south-facing wall is 41.5 square feet. Their proposal 65.16. The total allowed for the entire property is 88.82 square feet. They're proposing 83.3 square feet. So as mentioned, a sign program is required to modify the sign regulations within Chapter 3. Staff has reviewed the request and finds there are special circumstances applicable to the property as well as the building, specific to the building, and more specifically, pursuant to the subsection of our development code 3.60.090, the additional sign area would otherwise be allowed on the west-facing wall based on its orientation and visibility from the public right-of-way. So while the proposed signage would exceed the maximum allowed on that south side, staff finds that the shift of this sign area actually creates a more balanced presence or business presence for the structure in the building itself. And that improved street presence along West Grand Avenue will draw people to that business. So the shift of the sign area ensures visibility and effective communication. Further, as I mentioned previously, the total cumulative sign area will not exceed that 88.82 square feet. Lastly, the proposed sign design is in substantial compliance with all other design guidelines and sign design requirements relative to materials, illumination, design, and the proposed construction. The materials used are non-hazardous. The design construction of the sign will be subject to a building permit to ensure its installation and stability adheres to all safety standards relative to the California Building Code. So the last thing to discuss is the pole-mounted sign at the corner of North 6th and West Grand. It is considered legal non-conforming, and that's specifically because our current development code does not allow for any new pole signs. It's in a citywide effort to reduce any clutter or any non-aesthetically pleasing signage within the area is kind of a nice way to put it. So having said that, section 3.60.110 specifies criteria in which non-conforming signs may continue to be used. So we can't mandate or require them to remove the pole sign just because there's a change of use. But what we can do is prohibit any structural modifications or alterations and any alteration or structural modifications or maintenance would require the removal of the signage. So as such, and as we would do on any of these applications, the project is conditioned, and that's in our resolution as CDD-3. The project is conditioned to only include a face replacement, so there will be no structural modification to that pole sign. Staff conducted an environmental review of the project and finds it qualifies for a Class 1 categorical exemption. That's relative to new copy of on-site signs on an existing structure. And then I just wanted to provide two notes for the record. One is that there is an open code compliance case right now on the property, and it's related to unpermitted tenant improvements. Upon learning that tenant improvements required a building permit, the property owner and applicant stopped work immediately and have been coordinating with staff diligently to cure those violations. They've submitted their building permit. It's currently under review. Corrections have been issued, so we're waiting for that resubmittal. And as a note, a building permit for the sign will not be issued until the code compliance case has been resolved. And that's been conditioned as such. Lastly, just one minor revision to the resolution. It's section 3 of your resolution. There was a typo. It said in accordance with chapter 8 of the subdivision regulations. It should say in accordance with chapter 3 sign regulations. So I apologize for that oversight. With that, staff recommends your Planning Commission adopt a resolution approving the development application for the sign program and the use permit for the two new wall signs and a face replacement of an existing non-conforming freestanding pole sign, as well as the determination that the project's categorically exempt subject to the Class 1 CEQA exemption. That concludes my presentation, and I'm available for any questions you may have.
Very good. Does anyone on the Commission have any questions?
I just have one quick clarification. If you go back to the picture of the pole sign, the existing sign has the flag. So the existing sign has the flag at the top and then a banner that's on the pole itself. And it looked like from the proposal, the new sign will only be the flag at the top and the other banner will be gone.
Correct. There is no proposal for a sign along that banner that's projecting into the right of way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions of staff?
Is the pole sign, is that within the passage? Is that on the sidewalk, or
it's entirely on their property?
Okay.
The projecting sign, the one that's below the banner, or what I would just consider the actual pole-mounted sign, but the banner below it projects a little bit into the right of way, and so that would have required an encroachment permit. But there's no proposal to include that as part of this project.
Okay, great.
So the recommended action says approving development application 2338 or a sign program and use permit. So the use permit portion of that, what use are we specifically talking about? Are we talking about the actual occupancy of the building, or are we still talking about signs?
No, only signs.
Okay.
So per our code, if there is a modification to the sign regulations associated with our Chapter 3 sign regulations, any sign programs required, and that sign program requires a use permit.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Thank you. Any other questions of staff? Then we will move on to public comment. And first up would be the applicant.
How's it going, everybody? My name is Scotty Cusack. I am 204 Short Street in Arroyo Grande in the village. So me and my buddy Isaac, we wanted to do something to help the community, and he's been cutting hair for a while, so we thought of saw some stuff online on TikTok and people helping homeless people and giving them free haircuts and stuff. So people that I knew kind of put stuff together, and that's kind of what our idea is, to like once a week, or we haven't kind of nailed down the business plan exactly, but to give free haircuts to homeless people or people in need. And we've been talking to, what was the lady's name, that the Homeless Coalition?
Charmaine.
And we're going to work with her, and she's going to kind of refer people over to us to make sure everything's kind of nice and safe and running smoothly. So that's kind of the start for that. So just wanted to let you guys know and introduce myself. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions of the applicant? No? Okay. Thank you very much. I don't see any other members of the public in attendance. We did get an email from a Ron Hensley, who seemed to be pretty much in favor of the project. In fact, very much in favor of the project, but was concerned about the very thing that you mentioned about attracting perhaps less than the honorable people to the area because of the free haircut thing, and so that was his comment. Is there anybody on the phone that would like to comment on this?
No, there's not.
Thank you. Then we will close public comment and bring it back to the commission. Any discussion?
I have a comment. I just wanted to say that I like this idea a lot, and I don't think it will contribute to the concerns here about trash, graffiti, unwanted loitering, and trespassing. And I like that it sounds like you're going to connect with an organization that can refer people to you, because I think that will mitigate any potential issues that the community would take issue with.
Thank you. Any other comments or discussion?
I just have a comment. The signs look really nice. The red and white's really pretty on the corner there.
Indeed. Anything else? If not, we could use a motion.
I want to understand the three things that are happening here. You said that, so this is the approval of the change in the size of the front facade, the use permit to retain the pole sign, or no, something else?
No, so the request to modify the maximum allowable sign area on the south wall requires the sign program, and the sign program must be accompanied by that use permit. So it's a use permit for a sign program to allow for the two new wall signs as well as the pole mounted sign.
Okay, so the motion, the, I don't have the text in front of me at the moment. Hold on. Where is the motion? Okay. But the only correction we need to make is to the chapter.
It's right to section 3 of the resolution.
It's
right there,
yeah. So okay. It's on your.
It's on the agenda.
Yeah, so if you are looking to vote in the affirmative of the project, you would make a recommendation that you adopt the revised resolution approving the development application for the use permit to allow for the sign program. So the only change to the wording would be to adopt a revised resolution if you are looking to move forward with approving the project.
That's what I needed to understand, is what do I need to say in order to make sure we get everything in there that needs to be done. All right, I will move to adopt the revised resolution for development application 2338.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Please have a roll call vote.
You know, I'm sorry, I do need to interrupt. Do we also need, and this may be a question for City Attorney Hale, do we also need her to identify that they are adopting the exemption as well, for the record, though it is included in the resolution? Do they need to state it specifically?
Yes, I'd recommend that they do that, that you include the that as part of the motion.
Oh, the CEQA exemption?
Can you bring
my screen
up so that she can read it on the screen? Wonderful. If you'd like to just read this verbiage and then add the revised resolution.
All right. So I will move that we adopt a resolution to approve development application 2338 for the sign program and use permit, and that we determine that the project is categorically exempt from CEQA.
Perfect.
It would be the revised resolution.
Let's try this again. Thanks for being patient, everybody. I will move that we adopt the revised resolution approving development application 2338, and that we have determined that the project is categorically exempt from CEQA.
That'll work.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
Do I have a second to the revised motion?
I will second that.
Very good. Now may we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Mann.
Yes.
Vice Chair Holden?
Yes.
Commissioner Hoffman?
Yes.
Commissioner Swift?
Yes.
And Chair Halverson?
Yes. All right, motion passes. Thank you very much for coming tonight, guys. We'll move on to the next item, which is development application 2338. No, it's
48.
Not.
48.
Turn the page. Development application 2349. Okay, must be getting late or something. The applicant is Floyd Hinesley, and our community development director, Megan Martin, will speak to this item as well.
Yes, thank you. So as your commission probably noticed, it was a very short staff report. It is a memo to continue the item to a date uncertain. And I'm happy to expand on that should any of you wish. But we are currently working with the applicant to revise the project, and that required that continuance. But again, I'm happy to expand on that if should you wish.
Okay, does anyone on the commission have any questions of staff?
This was a development application that was approved in 2020.
Correct. So I will, so I'll go, I'll just, go
I guess
into,
my curiosity is, has there already been a vote to, or was there an extension?
Yeah, so the project was approved in 2020, and following COVID, there were several legislations that passed that allowed for automatic extensions to approved projects. Staff erroneously applied one of those extensions to this project and allowed for its extension, to allow for its extension. However, we were not authorized to do so because it did not qualify. It was outside the date range for that specific legislation that allowed for that extension. So as such, we identified it after it was publicly noticed, and I coordinated with City Attorney Hale to choose the best path forward. And so we're working with the applicant to get them on the next available Planning Commission agenda and have their project heard in front of you so that they can continue moving forward with their building permit.
Got it. Thank you.
Any other questions of staff? Okay. Do we have a motion to continue this item to an uncertain date? Don't like the word uncertain, but whatever. To a future date.
I will move to continue this item to an uncertain date.
Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Very good. A roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Hoffman?
Yes.
Commissioner Swift?
Yes.
Commissioner Mann?
Yes.
Vice Chair Holden?
Yes.
And Chair Halverson?
Yes. So we have approved that item. Regular business items, we have none. Commissioners' comments. Does anyone on the commission wish anyone a happy holiday or anything?
I do. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Any specific information you guys would like to share? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to the Community Development Director's report.
I have quite an update for you, so bear with me. So as you may be aware, last week's City Council meeting involved the Prop 218 vote. The city, based on that council action, the city's preparing the rate structure, which will be implemented on February 1st, along with the expansion of the utility assistance program approved by council. And I'll have more detailed updates for you at that time. I also wanted to take the opportunity, Dave doesn't know that I'm doing this, but I wanted to take the opportunity to commend our City Attorney David Hale, for his time serving the city. He's been an absolute pillar for all of us, and especially for me lately. And sadly, this will be his last Planning Commission meeting, as the January agenda does not have any items slated. I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank him for everything that he's done for me, as well as for this commission and the city as a whole. Next, West Grand Avenue development update. So as you've noticed, there's continued progress along West Grand Avenue. We have a total of 5 active mixed-use projects right now. So one's currently under construction, that's 402 West Grand. 2 are approved and about to start construction early next year, so that's 401 West Grand, as well as Cleaver Commons. That's the affordable housing unit that's just down the way. We've also received 2 new development applications, one you're familiar with, 197 West Grand Avenue. Those are the luxury condominiums at the end of West Grand and the railroad tracks across from the train station. We also received 675 West Grand Avenue, and the gentleman who is here this evening, it's his family that submitted that application. So it is very excited. 47 apartment units, 1 and 2 bedroom apartments, as well as 10 lodging units, so hotel units, and then 2 commercial units that they're looking to establish just general retail within. All told, these 5 projects include approximately 230 housing units with ground level retail and commercial space. It's the most development activity the city's seen, especially along West Grand, and it's going to greatly revitalize the corridor consistent with our council goals, the West Grand Avenue master plan. And I will be reaching out to you as we're looking forward to groundbreaking events in 2024. So should any of you wish to attend those groundbreaking events, I'll give you the opportunity to see the date. I know 402 West Grand will be sometime in early January. So as soon as I know, I'll send that forward to you all. I also wanted to just make you aware, and also for the record, City Hall is closed to the public on Fridays, but staff will be available the 22nd and the 29th, based on the holidays, until noon. So if anybody needs to get a hold of us, or if you guys have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out, but we will be closing officially for the holiday at noon on both the 22nd as well as the 29th. And then I just wanted to wish everyone a really happy holiday and New Year, as well as just express my and the city's collective appreciation for your efforts and just commitment over the last year. Your hard work's made a significant impact, and I've been able to be a part of that for just a little bit, but it's really incredible to see all these housing units come on board, and I really look forward to everything we'll accomplish together next year. So with that, if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them, and that's my update.
So the last project you mentioned, the one with the housing and the short-term rentals and all that, what's the address on that one?
Hotel units, not short-term.
Units. I'm sorry, yeah.
It'll be specifically hotel 675. It's the Epic Entertainment lot.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other questions of our development director? No? Very good. Then I will call this meeting closed. It is 626, a record, I believe.
Well done.